Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Time in about 2 weeks, this is Ask the Garden Geek. Hi, everybody, this is Michael Gross, and you have not had a new show from me in 2 weeks because we have had massive technical problems and continue to have massive technical problems, yet somehow I'm working through it. I moved back out to the original studio that was built in my house when I bought the house 10 years ago, and I had people and engineers and I had a contractor named Big Bob. Big Bob was 500 pounds of contractor. Big guy, nice guy. You have no idea how much fun it was to get him to finish the work. But he finished the work, which required one wall being built out here. And then he decided not to insulate it. I said, we're in Florida. So at the last moment, I had to send my nephew down to Home Depot to buy insulation. And Big Bob insulated the room. So that was good. Then the electronics people came in. And I spent like a ton of money having this place wired. Then came Blinky, the engineer, the radio engineer, who had to come in here and put everything together. Well, things have evolved. But Blinky went away. Everything changed. I mean, the equipment has changed 150,000%. And then a new thing happened. They installed my cable television's main box out here because I thought it was a good place to put it. That was a mistake because you can hear the box right now. Now, watch this. Listen very carefully. We'll get to gardening in just a minute. Trust me. You hear this? You hear this sound? Now, let me stand up and unplug that box, which will disconnect the internet and disconnect the cable TV. It's a good thing I don't have kids running around the house. The only people that are going to be mad are the cats. So hang on. Now that sound is gone. You hear that sound gone? The only sound, ambient sound that remains is my squeaky chair, which my neighbor tells me she's working on. I have a handyman, which is actually a woman neighbor. And she's really good at fixing stuff, and she swears she's going to fix the chair. She absolutely swears she's going to fix the chair. I've also hired her as my accountant. Anyhow, getting back to this. So because that machine is here, it does not allow me to be on the internet whilst I'm doing radio. So I made the bold decision to move the studio back into the bedroom where I had it for the last, 3 years or so. And I moved out of there and moved everything back here because I thought everything would be better here. I don't know, I just had a good feeling about it. Well, it's not working out. So I went to move everything back there. And in the midst of all that, I had massive computer problems with this computer that I use to generate everything that runs this program. So that was 2 weeks ago's show that didn't happen because of the massive computer problems, which were fixed, thank you, to the Tampa Bay Technology Center. Then I had massive problems with the software that runs this system. Thus, I didn't have a show last week. So I said, okay. And thanks to my son, Zach, who is somewhat of a technical whiz, who has no idea how to run this very complex program. He came down and got it fixed to where enough that it would run, but not run perfectly, which is bothering me. So I made the decision to go buy a brand new computer to stick out in the other thing, and I was going to buy the brand new edition. I'm going to spend some money. Well, I have spent some money. Spend some money buying the brand new version of the software that is the engine that runs the show. So I bought the brand new computer, and it's a spiffy computer. It's a quad core. I don't understand. It's got 8 gigabytes of RAM. It's got a 2 terabyte hard drive. It's got this processor in it that's supposed to be magical, and all kinds of stuff. So I bought that, and then I plugged it in and out in that other room. Now, in that other room is where I run all of my business stuff as well. And I have a printer out there. I have it. I'm only sharing this with you so this never happens to you. Because don't let this happen to you. I've got a Canon printer out there. I love Canon printers. I don't know. It's my second one. The first one lasted 9 years, and then it died. And I bought this one, which is the newest version of that particular model. And I love it because I scan multi-page documents, and it's got this feeder. I just like the printer. But, of course, I don't have the software that goes with the printer. Who knows where it is? But I said, no problem. You know, this is absolutely no problem at all. So I went on the internet yesterday, and I said, Canon, MXP922 printer, drivers, stuck it in there. Here's where I made the mistake. The top search thing on Google says Canon drivers, blah, 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 blah. Except it wasn't Canon. It was somebody else. And I went there. I just, followed what it said. I'm tired. I hadn't slept. I plugged this thing in, and this thing, took over my computer. My brand new computer with the 2 terabyte hard drive and the 8 gigabytes of RAM and the quad core processor. It was all then corrupted by this thing, which installed all kinds of other software on my computer. I just, massive, and the printer didn't work, and I realized what I was doing, so I stopped. Well, then this is Windows 10, 64-bit. I go in, and I said, I found the right drivers, but it already had the Canon printer listed in my settings, so it says, remove device, the printer. So I removed the device, and I started that little thing about an hour ago, and it's still working. I also independently went in and removed all the weird software that it installed on my computer, and I can't use that computer. It's still trying to unload the original, the corrupted weird printer drivers that came from the weird website, which was my fault. So, how's your week going? My week's going dandy. It's really stinking hot down here, but we've been getting a lot of rain, and the grass had to get mowed twice this week. How's that? I mean, last year, it was getting mowed every 2 weeks. This year, twice a week, because we went through this massive drought, and then all of a sudden it just started raining. And the ponds are filling back up, and the grass is green, and that milorganite that I put down has greened up my lawn. My next-door neighbor, Al, is, mad at me because my lawn is now greener than his, yet he's the one who brought it up. He's the one who said, lawn domination, my lawn's greener than yours, and then I went to war. But lawn looks green. I noticed with all the rain that there are sod webworm moths flying everywhere. What that means is in the next week or so, those moths lay eggs, and those eggs are going to hatch out as sod webworms, and people are going to absolutely freak, and my phone is going to ring off the hook. I am actually working, while you're listening to this, I am working a home show in the quaint little town of Dunedin this weekend, and it's the Ask the Garden Geek booth is where I will be, If you're in Dunedin, Google Home Show. I can't give you any other information than that. But I guarantee you that everybody's going to be coming to me and talking about sod webworms, about their lawn. They're going to show me pictures on their cell phone of their lawn looking absolutely terrible, which is what sod webworms do. They come out at night, they're translucent in color, and they chomp on your grass. I just didn't like the sound that came into my headphones. Oh, well, like I say, the software's not perfect. Stick with me. Hang in there. But anyway, maybe it is perfect. Maybe it's my headphones. I don't edit. We keep going. They eat at night, and you come out the next morning, and the lawn looks awful. And I'm going to tell you, my phone's going to be ringing off the hook, and people are going to be coming to see me, and this is how it's all going to be. And, this is what it is. And I just am going to have to tell them, all you have to do is spray with a Bacillus thuringiensis product, a nice little bacteria product, all natural, wonderful, good stuff. Put it in a hose-in sprayer, spray the lawn. The sod webworms will come out at night. They will eat the lawn, and they will die. And then they're all dead. And then with all this rain, the lawn will grow. You will cut your lawn, and all the bad grass will be gone. It will be easy peasy. The easiest thing in the world to go on. We don't usually see sod webworms until the 4th of July weekend, but they're here early this year because it's been hot, and now we're getting all this rain. So that's what happened. You walk out, you see a round area. It looks terrible. You get down, you look at it real close, you see little bite marks on the grass. You got to get down there, though. You got to get right down there in the grass, and you're going to see all that stuff. And it's just going to be terrific. Your day is going to be made. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, did I get called on an interesting one this week? I really did. Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Crows. I am your chief geek, and Scott Smith hates me. No, he doesn't. If you know who Scott Smith is, he has a blog, a podcast called Motivation to Move, and I am a subscriber of Motivation to Move, and Scott does 9 minutes a day. You will notice that this segment... Well, this segment is 8 minutes and 50 seconds. And all of my segments are, some are 11 minutes, some are 10 minutes and 50 seconds, and one is 10 minutes and, or 8 minutes and 10 seconds. Anyway, I'm in a group with Scott. And it's one of these, you know, we all get together and compare notes type things. And I've had discussions with Scott, and let me just come right out and say, I did this a couple of years ago, I copied the way Scott does his podcast to my show. I took out the intros. I remember the intro that we used to have? If I had it, I'd drop it in here, whether, you know, you're listening to, you know. I had all that. I got rid of all of that. I had a guy by the name of Mike Stewart develop the music that you hear right now. Music that we start each segment with, and a similar, but not exactly, you know, exact version of music that we end each segment with. Same way Scott does his podcast every day. I just thought that was just the neatest thing going. And every segment that I do is a segment into itself. Nothing carries on from one segment to the other. For those of you who are listening to us on radio, it's each segment is an individual show with the idea of podcasting this thing and putting it up on iTunes, which will be happening. It did happen, and then we had some difficulties, and now it'll be happening again soon. Very soon, as a matter of fact. So it would all be individual. So anyway, I'm listening to Scott's show, his podcast last week, and he talks about people copying him. But he's the, you know, well, he knows that I did it because I told him that I did it. And then he listened to it and complimented it. And we're in a group together where we, you know, get together and do phone calls once a month. And, you know, we talk about stuff. And it's a personal development group. And I think he's an absolute genius. I highly recommend his podcast. It's the first thing I listen to when I get out of the bed in the morning. It's my morning ritual. It's The Daily Boost by Scott Smith. You can listen to Mondays for free on iTunes. If you want to listen to the rest of the week, you have to subscribe. And let me just be honest and tell you that it's not cheap, but it is worth every dime that you pay for it. And I guess there are different levels. I have the top level because I'm a big Scott fan. And I find it very worthwhile. As a matter of fact, just went on. Hear my chair, man. My neighbor's going to fix it. I promise. But anyway, just you know, the credit card got dinged for a whole more year of Scott with me just now, and I love him. So I rarely recommend things on the show, but I will recommend Scott Smith, and it is the Daily Boost. Google it. His website is motivationtomove.com. Go there and check it out. It is just, you know, 9-minute day, part of my daily ritual. I now have a half-hour daily ritual. Scott is the first 9 minutes of it every morning. At about 6 o'clock in the morning, I visit with Scott on my headphones. And it just kind of gets me going for the day. Kind of gets things moving, so to speak. So that is how all of that works. I am operating this week, as I have mentioned before, on defective software, but my son has been able to fix it to where I can get it through. The computer in the other room, which is a brand new computer, is not working because I downloaded a very bad driver for it for the printer that wasn't a real driver for the printer. Long story. You got to watch that internet thing. I'm telling you, there's weird people out there everywhere you look. I mean, just there's weird people everywhere you look. I cannot believe I got scammed, and I got scammed. What can I say? Anyway, I went out to look at camphor trees at a condominium this week. Camphor trees look kind of nice, but the truth of the matter is that they're an invasive tree. But when this condominium was built, oh gosh, 35 years ago, maybe 40 years ago, our county agent by the name of Gil Witten fell in love with camphor trees, and he went out there, heard the whole story, and he recommended that they put camphor trees through this whole condominium. And I went out there today to look, and the camphor trees are doing not really well. And I said, when was the last time they were fertilized? And they said, well, nobody remembers. And so they were looking sad. And then the other thing that they had was something called thrips in the leaves. I mean, the leaves were all curled up. And there's a little tiny insect called a thrip. And a thrip has something called a piercing, sucking mouth part. You get that right, yeah? Insects have different kind of mouth parts. Flies have something called rasping, sucking mouth parts where they glob onto your hot dog when they fly in, you know, when you're out having a picnic. And they go, and they suck up all this, you know, little bits of meat off your hot dog, and then you eat your hot dog. Isn't that great? Mosquitoes have piercing, sucking mouth parts. Fleas have piercing, sucking mouth parts. And thrips have piercing, sucking mouth parts. Now, sod webworms or any caterpillar has something called chewing mouth parts. But these thrips had, you know, piercing, sucking mouth parts. And they were sucking the sap out of all the leaves. And the trees looked really bad. And there had to be, I didn't count the trees, there had to be 60 of them out there. So what was the solution? And the solution was to spray the trees, but they didn't want that done. So I called my friend Stan DeFritis, who's been on the show before, and he uses Maugay tree injection. And I said, do they have anything? He says, they have something, but I've got another one that's similar to that. So I turned him on to these people, and he now has the job. Instead of spraying these pesticides all up in the air, all around this condominium complex, he's going to be drilling tiny holes. He's out there doing it now, as a matter of fact, and injecting a material through a syringe into the cambium layer of the trees. And it's going to suck up, and it'll get into the sap. And when the thrips use their piercing, sucking mouth parts to suck the sap, they will die. But, you know, they will be back. And Stan even told him, Stan's a certified arborist, and he told them, you have to fertilize these trees. Here lies the problem. In the county that we live in, you're not allowed to fertilize after June 1st. Yet these trees are dying for fertilizer. So as a stopgap measure, Stan is also injecting nutrients into the trees, which is, you know, it is a Band-Aid, but it will help. But in the fall, when they are allowed to fertilize again, they are going to fertilize heavily. Had they done this in the spring, they would not, in the early spring, when you were allowed to fertilize, they would have not had the thrips because the sap pressure in the tree would have been high and everything would have been wonderful. So you got to watch your trees, kids. Hey, this is Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Croce.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration, or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use smart fares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Written a book. I'm 75% done with my book that I've been, you know, people have been bugging me to write for 20 years and I just never wanted to, but now I'm doing it. Oh, hi everyone. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I want it to be published in the fall, by the way. If everything goes well, it should. It should be available in, you know, September sometime. Anyway, my name is Michael Kroos. This is Ask the Garden Geek. And I am your chief geek and also the author of the upcoming book called Ask the Garden Geek, 113 questions, commonly asked questions from 35 years of radio. How's that? That's what I decided to do. I had all of these different ideas for a book. I wanted to do a lawn book. I really did, but I just decided no. I was going to, and I consulted with other people, and, you know, and I put it out there. What do you want a book about? And people wrote me back and said, questions. You know, you are Ask the Garden Geek. Answer some damn questions. I said, okay. So that's what we were going to do. Well, then I said, I just came up with this number. I pulled this number out of the air, 113 questions. And I said, okay, that's how we're going to do this. We're going to have 113 questions. Well, then, you know, I said after, you know, talking with people, they said, well, you know, you're going to have a question about a lawn. Then you're going to have a question about petunias. And then you're going to have a question about you. And I said, okay, so we're going to divide it into four sections. And one section will be lawns. One section will be ornamentals, shrubs, and all that good type of stuff. One will be trees. And one will be stuff that you eat. You know, veggies, fruits, that kind of thing. All of those all stuck together. So that's fine. Now, where do I get the questions? Well, guess what's in my garage? Guess what is in my garage? When I worked at the network that I worked at before this one, and this was in the 90s, they put all my shows on cassette tape. And when that network was sold to the UAW, of all people, and the UAW basically destroyed the network, and then the network kind of died. It was up in White Springs, Florida. One of my board ops up there, a guy by the name of Robert John Joseph Billy Goat, Mike Thomas, Sweet Daddy Henry J. Corley III, I gave him that name, by the way, calls me up and he says, you got to come up here. I said, why? He said, well, because I want to hang out, and I got something for you. I said, okay. So off I went, and I drove up to White Springs, 214 miles away from my house, and he hands me a stack of boxes, and in each box is like a gazillion cassette tapes of my shows from 1989 until 1999. I said, what am I going to do with all these? He says, you're going to get them out of here because they're going to throw them all away, and there's something someday you're going to want those. So I said, okay. So I drug them all home and I put them in a bedroom. And then eventually they worked their way to my garage. Now, my oldest son, Tyler, goes out there on occasion. He comes over and he'll grab six or seven of them and he'll take them home and listen to them. And, you know, because he just enjoys them. And that's fine. Well, then I decided, how am I going to get these questions? I said, oh, I got a whole bunch of questions out there. So I said, now all I need is a cassette player. And I found an old cassette player, an old back when this studio was built 10 years ago that I do the show from, on a rack, they had a dual cassette, which would duplicate high speed, you know, in a high speed way, cassette tapes. Never used it, or you could listen to tapes on it. Never used it. And when I redid the studio and got rid of a bunch of stuff that was in here and brought everything down to a more manageable size, that thing wound up in the garage. Well, I found it and dusted it off and plugged it in, and it doesn't have speakers, but you can plug a headphone into it, and it works just fine. So I've been listening to old shows and old callers. And one of the things I discovered, well, I kind of knew this because I had a radio consultant tell me to do it this way a long, long, long time ago. And it is one of the reasons that the show was the second highest rated gardening show in America. Okay. Behind only one guy named Jerry Baker. He beat me, but I beat him a couple of times. You know, I was right on his tail. And then he quit. And I think he died. I'm not sure. But anyway, then I was number one. But anyway, I was behind Jerry Baker in most markets. Some markets I beat him in, but in most markets, he beat me up. But not by much. Not by much. And I understand Jerry Baker did not like me. As a matter of fact, I ran into him at a National Association of Broadcasters meeting, and he wouldn't talk to me. You know, I went up to shake his hand, and he just really didn't want to talk to me. But anyway, I'm giving you all kinds of inside information, aren't I? Anyhow, one of the things that differentiated the show back when I used to take calls, I don't take calls anymore because the show airs at 4 o'clock in the morning on the Eastern time zone, so everything's pre-recorded, was that I answered questions, but I didn't just sit there. Someone didn't call up and say, there's a yellow spot in my yard, what do I do? And I said, put iron on it. You know, I didn't do that. I turned it into a story. I wanted to know about their yard. I wanted to know about their family. I wanted to know about what went on. When someone would call and ask me what kind of tree to plant, I had a bunch of questions for them about their lifestyle, about their lawn, about their kids, about their dogs. I needed to know all of this stuff. So everything, instead of it being like a cooperative extension service, ask a technical gardening question and get a technical answer like all the other gardening shows were, mine became a series of stories. And I kind of went overboard on it because, you know, we would get the question answered and then we would just go on, especially if I found the people interesting, because I wanted to hear their story. I wanted to hear why they did something in the landscape that way. And I wanted to do this. So when this book came into being, when I finally made the decision to do this stinking book, and I said, ask the Garden Geek. We're going to take 113 questions. We're going to divide them into four sections, and they're going to be the most commonly asked questions. I said, I got to do it the way I did it in radio. I've got to make each question a story. So, you know, I could sit here and type, you know, click, click, click. But what I did is I have this software. Originally, when I started the book, I had this software. What is it called? Dragon Speaks or something. Not cheap software, by the way, but I got it for free. A friend of mine sent it to me when I got out of the hospital. She decided that she wanted me to write again because I am somewhat of a prolific writer, but I couldn't type because my brain didn't work. So she got me this as therapy. But I started writing the book with that. Well, it was somewhat problematic. And then I got an iPad, and iPads, and then I got their word processing app. A friend of mine who's a weekly columnist writes his weekly column on an iPad, and he uses the voice-activated thing. So I just started that. Then I converted to Microsoft Word files. And then I had to get an editor for the book because I realized I'm a pretty good writer, but this is going to be a book. I need an editor. So I went through three different editors before I finally settled on one, and I hired a vicious editor who is absolutely marvelous. She understands me. She has a master's degree in English literature. She has edited seven other books, and she's been working with me, and these stories are driving her nuts because when I tell the stories, We want to go for 20 to 25,000 words in this book, which will make the book about 110 pages. And a 110-page book is what most people, according to a publisher who I spend time with, that's what most people want. It's easily digestible. Well, I'm halfway through the book, and I'm at 52,000 words. And my editor says, these stories have got to shorten. So I stopped. I stopped at, you know, right there, and I had to go back, and I had to edit these stories down. And it has been a process. We have now got the stories edited down, and it's like teeth pulling. And now I've got, I don't know, 46 more questions to answer, all with stories. And they have to be short stories. But I think it'll be an interesting gardening book. And here's where I want to invite you. If you have a question that you would like included in the book, I want you to email it to me at michael.gross@gmail.com. But I want you to tell me the story that goes with it briefly. If you're planting a lawn and you want to know what to plant, this is just an example. I need to know about your family. I need to know about your kids. I need to know what you're going to be doing on that lawn. This goes for flowers. This goes for things that you're going to eat. I need to know about you. Send me your questions. There's a good chance it could wind up in the book. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Okay, I need to talk about natural pesticides, and some of you are not going to like this. I'm sorry. Oh, hi, everyone. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Crose. I am your chief geek, and I am here to enlighten and entertain you. And ran into something this week. Somebody I know, not real well, but I know them, bought a bunch of organic pesticides off the internet. And I'd never heard of these insecticides. And they were to be used on her garden. And they didn't work. And she called, and her husband called, and they said, Michael, we've got these marvelous, marvelous pesticides. I'm not going to tell you the name of it because I don't want to get sued and these people look so happy. But they found this on the internet. I'm going to tell you, it's beautiful packaging. Absolutely beautiful packaging. And the active ingredient, well, here's the thing. The active ingredient is under what, and this is somewhat controversial. I got to get a hold of the EPA, and I've really got to ask them some questions about this. But there are certain products out there. There's a list, and I have the list, of products that are generally, the EPA has said, are generally regarded as safe. Diatomaceous earth being one of them, you know, and sesame oil would be another one, and clove oil would be another one. And then there's some actual chemicals that actually fall into that category. And people can now put together pesticides. If I wanted to, I could go and I could sell, and if I did it, I would do the all-natural, the really good diatomaceous earth. There's a lot of natural diatomaceous earths out there right now available at garden centers, and they're good. But the one I would use is mined by a company called Eagle Pitcher. And it is a light tan in color, and it has not been touched other than it's been ground up from its, you know, rock form into a fine powder. But it has, you know, it hasn't been ground much. And I've used that particular product for years. That's what I've written newsletters on. But I could take that now, and I could put it into a bag, and I could sell it to you. I could do that before. As a matter of fact, I did it many years ago. But I couldn't say what it was or what it did. Well, I could say what it was, but I couldn't say what it did. Well, then the law changed, and they added diatomaceous earth to the generally regarded as safe list, and now there are people out there selling diatomaceous earth, and there it is. Since it is under the generally regarded as safe, they can actually say this stuff kills bugs, and it does. So that's a good thing, I guess. But there's all these things on this list, and different people or different companies are now formulating products geared for certain things using some of these combinations of products. And I will tell you that most of them do not work. And there's, you know, and it's kind of free reign out there. I think there's a bit more regulation on it than there is. But this one particular company that my friend spent a bunch of money with because the stuff was not cheap actually formulates it in the Czech Republic and then sends it, ships it over here, packages it wonderful. Their website has at least 200 testimonials, but not with anyone's last name. You know, Melissa H., Bob W., all of these testimonials that cannot be verified. And I looked the product up on Amazon, and I couldn't find the product. You know, if you want verifiable testimonials, go to Amazon because they verify their testimonials. But this was not on Amazon. It was on their site. Beautiful site. You know, just absolutely gorgeous site. And the wording on the label was they were it said the company was claiming the three different products that were mixed together in this, that were all of those products are on that list. They were claiming it as generally regarded as safe. To whereas other companies who manufacture good organic products that are under generally regarded as safe, the wording is not exactly like that. It's a little bit different. And this, I just ran into this and looked at it. And then, you know, they had a little bit of the product left. And I had some mealy bugs on a plant at my house. And I sprayed it. And the mealy bugs just kept going on. And it was just a test. I generally don't spray mealy bugs. But I did it as a test out in the on the side yard. Did nothing. It was like I didn't spray them. So this really concerns me. So if you're going to buy natural products that are in this category of generally regarded as safe, and you see a really nifty website, and these people have the niftiest website. I'm just here to tell you they got families, they got kids floating around in the grass and in the plants, and I mean, you know, and all of these testimonials. And this is what she said, all of these testimonials, this stuff has to work. It didn't work. Did not work at all. And I said, you know, look at these testimonials. They're not from people who have a last name or where they're from. And if you want to use a product that is in that category, I need to spend some time researching this category. I actually need to get a hold of EPA. Maybe I can get somebody from EPA to come on the radio with me. I don't know if I'll be able to, but I need to ask. I mean, what is this all happening here? And, you know, by the way, this generally regarded as safe category actually came under the Obama administration. And you would think that it would not, they would not go for something like this because they want to regulate and regulate and regulate. And these things are not regulated. The guy that's in there now wants to not regulate. So you'd think he'd be happy, but I don't know. I don't know, but I will tell you that this is concerning. Let me give you some brands that I like. Okay, Safer. All of their products are natural, and their products work. I like that. Eco PCO products that you see out there are all, most of their products have generally regarded as safe, you know, particles in them. And most of their products work really, really, really well. So, I mean, there's two companies there. But then there's some others that I'm seeing out there that I'm not hearing good results with. And this one particular product, which I'm not going to name because I don't want them to sue me, because I can't afford lawyers. And I don't think the network will stand behind me. So I'm not going to mention the name of the company. But, you know, it's making me mad. You got to watch this stuff. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.